Motor Talk with David Berthon. List and sell your car on oscar.com.au.
Around 15 years ago, Holden's then chairman, Denny Mooney, floated the idea of importing Cadillacs to this country and selling them through a small group of specialist Holden dealers. The plan made little sense, especially given our popular large Holden Statesman and Caprice, while the dealer investment for the expected low volumes made little business sense. On reflection, a number of GM-appointed Holden chairmen sent down under had little feel or knowledge of how specialised our car industry was. One chairman stood out, and I travelled with him many times, Mark Royce, a mechanical engineer born in Detroit, his dad, a former GM president, a car man through and through. On arrival here, he bought an original FJ Holden and restored it with his son. As he said, how could I know the market here if I didn't get a feel for what made Holden so successful? Mark Royce has since become president of General Motors, and I know the decision made to abandon Holden before that appointment really disappointed. However, the decision last week to make the Chevrolet Camaro the replacement for the Commodore in supercar racing from 2022 had his involvement all over it. General Motors announced in August it was setting up General Motors Special Vehicles here to replace Holden Special Vehicles, which will see some speciality American utes and sports cars arrive under the new brand. However, that decision has drawn much criticism from former Holden dealers. I'm David Berthon.